here's my question for this is my question for life. Mm. Now, can we say, are we retiring the phrase sticks and stones break my bones and names will never hurt? Is that now it seems, officially?
It seems like we are.
I think
can
you're
no
right.
One, can no like one are. Be? Can is it legal for me to say I endorse hate speech? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I want hate speech.
Yes.
Like, why can't I hate you? In speech.
Exactly.
Why?
I don't understand.
I don't either. Not
how
in this
much,
country.
How avarice can any... Can, look at... You know how much money it take me to go, fuck you, motherfucker, to everybody? $5 million.
Yeah.
$5 million is enough to tell... suck my dick.
Done.
So obviously you're getting into the Tracy Morgan thing.
I'm getting into everything. It's all connecting. That's what I was trying to say.
It's all around us.
It's all connected.
But the Tracy Morgan thing is the big one today.
Well, see, my thing with Tracy is this. I don't fall for no banana and no tailpipe. I don't listen to anybody that says it. I believe the opposite. I try to make the opposite opinion right away.
Yep.
Tracy's been that a long time. Tracy's been frivolous with his performances a long time. He say some ill shit. Not just fucking gay and shit. But here's what he's doing now. As simple as this, man.
Mm-hmm.
The game we're in is like jail. You gotta be, there's no rogue, lonely, gunslinger guy in Hollywood. There's no, I do it myself and nobody fucks with me.
Do it my way.
My way. It ain't none of that. You got to be affiliated. Like, if you go to prison, you can't go in there and go, hey, I'm just going to read my gun books and, you know, I'm just going to chill out. You got to join something.
Yeah.
And if you don't join something, the guy's going to find out, so who you affiliate with? Well, I'm just chilling out and just hanging.
I'm my own person.
I'm going to rape you. Because you have no affiliations, my friend.
Right.
You're not down with a cartel. So... What Tracy, I mean, this is conjecture, but Tracy's just paying what he owe. It's like the Godfather. The guy goes, Godfather. And he goes, well, you never even fucking say hi to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's my deal. I'll do what you want. And when I need you, I'm just going to come get what I need. And he goes, you hear this? Knock on the door. And it's like, you got to pay me back.
Yeah.
Tracy owes a lot of people his career. Because why do you think he could say, now trust me, people that know Tracy, he says some ill shit that he could get in trouble like he is for every day. This time around, he says something and they said, oh, here's a good time. Tracy, yeah, what? What's up? Yeah, you know, you're in deep shit. We're going to make you apologize, but you owe. And the fear that when you owe is that they're going to take everything from you.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't make you, they can't really break you. And you see, I say they. It's the cartels, man. You do not... Look at gay people have
exactly
a powerful cartel. I affiliate myself with Jews, low-level to mid-level Jews, because they deal in money. You pay them dough. You here's your 10. Can I have a little... Can I do my thing over here?
Yeah.
Pay you this? I'm not big enough to get in big trouble, you know? So is it possible that I can just do this? Here's your dough. Mm. And the thing I like about Jews, dealing with them as a cartel, is they don't want you to be Jewish. You don't have to join. You don't have to give anything but what you owe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fucking, you know, you don't have to fucking go to the parties.
You don't have to put on the yarmulke.
You don't have to do it.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very fair thing. A lot of these cartels, man, you gotta be that.
Gotta be in with them.
And you got
and believe,
to be that. And
believe
they,
everything they believe in.
You got, yes.
Don't speak ill of them.
Yep.
Yep.
And the thing is, you know, Tracy has to pay what he owes. And I knew that when Tina Fey turned on him. Tina Fey has been his great benefactor for many years.
Sure.
So this one thing has turned the tides of Tracy's career, meaning it's made him public enemy number one. When I heard this story pass one day, I said, Tracy's the new spokesman for gay shit now.
And that's exactly what happened.
We said yesterday, Patrice, that they grab you as a hostage.
You don't have to be a hostage.
But he's a hostage to GLAAD right now, and GLAAD will let